So a few thoughts at the end of a very exciting day here at Scripting News. I'm going to have a lot to say about blog roles and about how we sort of stopped working on this stuff, and there was no really good reason to do that. But it is what it is, but now we can, like, start again. So there are so many things about blog roles that are interesting. I'm just going to pick one of them right now. It's that the feeling of reading this is a lot like a site we had called weblogs.com. And it's a very early blogosphere deal. It was, I think, 1999, something like that, was when we started it. And the idea was, how do you know when there's new stuff? How do you find the new stuff on the blogs? This is like the perennial question. I mean, on blogs, it's how do you find the new stuff? On mail lists, it's how do you keep the trolls away? They find you, and these are people you would not want to find. But then, well, blogs make it a little bit harder to find things, and that becomes the problem. So we came up with weblogs.com, and the idea is that we had a long list of blogs, and it got longer and longer and longer. You could register a blog with us, too. But at first it was manageable, maybe a few hundred. And I had a script running on one of our servers at Userland, and it went around and checked, and it kept a copy, a previous copy of the of each site, and it went and downloaded a new copy, and it compared them. And if they were different, then it said, okay, this has changed, and it would put it on top of the list. And so whenever let's say you came back every hour or so, what you would see is the sites that had updated in the time since you had been there, right? And then you'd click on the link and you'd go there and you'd see what was new, and then you'd click on the link, come back, and you go to the next one until you were done, and then you could go on and do your thing. And of course, this led to feeds, you know, because why do I have to go there and actually figure out what the new items are? Couldn't we come up with a way for software to do that for us? And that's what feeds did. And I'm going to get the years wrong on this one. I think it was also 1999, I think, but they went at different rates. We didn't have to wait for anybody to do anything with weblogs.com. It was really crude, but it kind of worked, right? Well, this is what it is. Let's say it's, you know, let's say for rounding off numbers, it's 2000. So it's now 2024. So it's 24 years later. And the blog roles, right now there's just one of them, okay? There will be more, okay? But the blog role that we have, it behaves like weblogs.com, and it behaves like a feed reader, and it's all sitting there in the browser as a blog role. So it's a blog role, it's weblogs.com, and it's a feed reader. And it's all in one very tight little package that's actually pretty simple. It's not a lot of clutter. I mean, that's not an accident, by the way. It's like I felt I had a very small piece of real estate to work with. I wanted it very much to feel like a blog roll, not like some monster piece of software sitting over there on the right margin in my blog. We'll find out if I succeeded at that. So far, I've heard criticism. And this has been quite a rollout day. I have to say, I haven't had one of these in quite some time. And it feels like the old days. It feels like tomorrow's going to be even better and the day after that. And why I do this stuff, honestly. It's like this feeling that we're going to work together on some stuff here, and I'm really feeling like what we're going to end up with, or I don't think we'll ever end up, okay? But what we will create a new graph. And only this time, and it won't just be bloggers, by the way. This was another really fascinating thing that I discovered in the last week or so as I'm putting like the last touches on this stuff. is that I added the CEO of Mastodon and the CEO of Blue Sky to my blog role, and I could do this because they both support RSS. Now look at that. Look at all the interop we got from one very little format, and all of a sudden we're forming social networks. Now, I can't wait to write the software that does stuff with this. Who knows? But, you know, all the data is open, and I don't have any exclusive on that. If you look on the blog, I have to do more. I have to write a lot more about this because there's a lot of details here. But if you look in the upper right corner of the blog roll, you'll see there's the three dots, vertical three dots, which means there's a menu here. You click on it, and it will take you to a variety of different places. And it'll give you some clues about, well, what's behind it. For example, you can get the OPML list. It's up-to-date, real-time OPML list for that blog roll. So if you want to subscribe to the same feeds that I'm subscribed to in my blog roll, go for it. Even better, if you can find a feed reader that handles, that can subscribe to OPML lists, you'll also get my updates. And so you can just have my blog roll in your feed reader. And it's like just designed for that because we had a nice little standard there with OPML subscription lists or reading lists, whatever you call them. Subscription lists is the blanket term. Reading list is a term we use for ones for OPML lists that you subscribe to. Feedland, by the way, supports that. And I use that in the back end in case it isn't obvious, hopefully, well, maybe it isn't, is that this is a Feedland application. The back end for this is Feedland. Gives you a bit, maybe a better idea of what we can do with Feedland. This was always the plan. I mean, the idea was to get together a lot of RSS, I call them feeds now, by the way. I slip sometimes, and sometimes it is specific. You know, there is a format called RSS, and there is a format called Atom, and, you know, and there are other feed formats as well. And so why bother talking about brands? I'll just talk about feeds. That's why I called the product Feedland. Did not call it RSS Land. Whatever, a disharmony there was, it's like ancient freaking history, okay? So yeah, it's Feedland behind this, and there's a lot more coming. So, I mean, I hope we have to gain some traction with users here in order for any further development to make sense, but I feel pretty good about that right now. I feel like we're going to have that. So, anyway, these are just my end of evening thoughts on what's been a fantastic day, and I'm looking forward to lots more interesting stuff, working with people, and fun. You know, this is fun, I have to tell you. Maybe I'm a weirdo, but I like this. Okay, talk to you all later. Bye-bye.